utmost for his highest. December the 2nd. Christian perfection. In Philippians 3 verse 1 we read, "Not as though I had already attained, either were already perfect." It is a snare to imagine that God wants to make us perfect specimens of what he can do. God's purpose is to make us one with himself. The emphasis of the holiness movements is apt to be that God is producing specimens of holiness to put in his museum. If you go off on this idea of personal holiness, the dead set of your life will not be for God, but for what you can call the manifestation of God in your life. Like, "It can never be God's will that I should be sick." Ah, but if it was God's will to bruise his own son, why should he not bruise you? The thing that tells for God is not your relevant consistency to an idea of what a saint should be, but your real vital relationship to Jesus Christ and your abandonment to him, whether you are well or ill. Christian perfection is not and never can be human perfection. Christian perfection is the perfection of a relationship to God which shows itself amidst the irrelevancies of human life. When you obey the call of Jesus Christ, the first thing that strikes you is the irrelevancy of the things you have to do. And the next thing that strikes you is the fact that other people seem to be living perfectly consistent lives. Such lives are apt to leave you with the idea that God is unnecessary, and that by human effort and devotion we can reach the standard God wants. Oh, in a fallen world this can never be done. I am called to live in perfect relation to God so that my life produces longing after God in other lives, not admiration for myself. Thoughts about myself hinder my usefulness to God. God is not after perfecting me to be a specimen in his showroom. He is getting me to the place where he can use me. Let him do what he likes.